Hello, and welcome to Harp Column Podcast, taking you behind the stories in Harp Column from a practical harpist's perspective. My name is Christina Finch, and I will be your guide to all things harp. Today's episode is brought to you by Harp Column Music. Visit the newly redesigned website at www.harpcolumnmusic.com, where you can download PDFs of some of the best new arrangements and compositions for solo, ensemble, and chamber harp. Do you direct a student harp ensemble? Be sure to check out featured artist Julia K. Jameson's new original compositions. With titles like Creatures, Animal Parade, One Time Around, and Between My Balloon and the Moon, these clever pieces will appeal to student ensembles looking for something fun and different. For our fourth episode, we turn to the feature interview in the current issue of Harp Column, and speak with both Christy Shade, the author of the article, and the new principal harpist for the Dallas Symphony Orchestra, Emily Levine. To get started, I'll have Christy introduce herself.
My name is Christy Shade. I am based in New York City, where I am a freelance harpist. I teach, I play with several orchestras in the city, as well as some Broadway work and a lot of chamber music. The biggest chamber music project that I do is with my harp duo, Duo Scorpio. We commission new music from top composers to grow the harp duo repertoire, and we perform a lot in the city and around the country.
So how do you know Emily?
Well, you know, I had never met her personally before this interview. She actually lives 3 blocks from me. No idea. Of course, I knew her name just from the competitions that she's participated in and won in the past. And I knew that she was currently a student at Juilliard. But above and beyond that, I really didn't know her.
Tell us your impressions about Emily.
Emily was one of the nicest people I've ever met, and she was so down to earth and was able to be really candid with me about how it was preparing for these auditions and exactly what her experiences were like. She wasn't trying to sort of cover it like, oh yeah, well, it was easy, I just won. You know, she was very honest about how hard she worked and, you know, how things like nerves affect her, but she was able to work through them. So she was just a real down to earth person.
Did it surprise you when she talked about how nervous she gets for these auditions?
It did, because I think as musicians, we always try to sort of hide that part about us. You know, everybody gets nervous to different extents, whether it doesn't affect you at all or it is really debilitating. I think everybody has some sort of nerve thing that's triggered by an audition or a certain performance or whatever it is. And people usually try to hide that, I find. So I thought it was really honest of her to be able to open up and tell me exactly how it affected her. And, you know, she just wasn't shy about that at all. She said, yeah, I get really nervous. I hate orchestral auditions. Whereas I think most people think, oh, she must have won because she's just such a good audition taker and she must not get nervous and what's wrong with me. But, you know, she really told me exactly what she went through and just some coping mechanisms that she has to get over the nerves. So yeah, I was surprised that she was able to be so honest, and it was refreshing to hear because we should be able to talk about it and help each other sort of work through whatever level of nerves people have. She wasn't, you know, stuck up, or there was no sort of air of anything around her. She was just a real, genuine person.
It's nice when people like that win jobs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it seemed very well deserved.
You're listening to Harp Column Podcast number 4. You can read more harp news, opinions, feature stories, and subscribe to the print magazine online at www.harpcolumn.com. Now that we've heard from Christy about her experience interviewing Emily Levine, it's time to hear from the new principal harpist of the Dallas Symphony Orchestra herself. I asked Emily to record what I consider to be one of the most challenging excerpts that is often seen on orchestral auditions: Wagner's Magic Fire Music from the third act of Ride of the Valkyrie. Anyone who has ever had to perform this excerpt on either an audition or with orchestra will tell you that it is not for the lighthearted. Having just performed this piece as a part of a 6-piece harp section with the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, Emily graciously offered a few tips and tricks for the harpist who is looking to learn this excerpt. Be sure to stick around at the end of the podcast to hear the full recording made by the harpist, who will introduce herself now.
I'm Emily Levine, currently living in New York, where I'm doing my doctorate at Juilliard, and I will soon be moving to Dallas to be principal with the Dallas Symphony.
You recently performed Magic Fire Music with orchestra. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
We did Act 3 of Magic Fire Music with the New York Phil, and my teacher, Nancy, is principal there. So she had 5 of her current or former students join her. It was 4 concerts and 3 rehearsals. And it was such a blast. It's just so nice being able to play as a section instead of playing by yourself.
Did you know all the harpists that played?
Yes. It was June Hahn, Sivan McGinn, Caroline Bembia, and Marianne Rivo. The most stressful part of that week was when Alan Gilbert asked us all to play it. And just because he wanted to show how cool it was to have 6 harps playing essentially in unison, you know, 2 groups of 3. And so he did it as a good thing, but we had no time to react. So we just played the entire excerpt, a group of 6. And then as soon as it was over, there was that general, oh my gosh, what did we just do?
This is an excerpt you've had to play for a lot of auditions, right?
Yes. So far, I have avoided having to play the combined version, but the harp one part has been on, I think, almost every audition that I've taken, including Dallas.
Did you have to play it in your audition?
I did not. Prelims and semifinals were on the first day. It wasn't asked for in the first day. And so in the morning, I was warming up for finals, and they don't give you the list ahead of time. So I was just practicing the opening over and over and over because it's stressful. I think it's one of the hardest excerpts to play under pressure. And then it turns out they didn't ask for it.
Does the excerpt make you feel a certain way?
Yes. With most excerpts, I think you can get into the music relatively easily. You know, there's something that is solid that you can rely on. But for this, you start and it's just running 16th notes. And you know you can't mess up any of the pedals in that 1-2-line section. You just know you have to do it. And that's a very, it's not a good feeling to sit down and go, okay, you can't mess this up.
Is there anything that you try and keep in mind while you play through the excerpt, especially during auditions?
I think the most important thing is the fact that you're doubling the piccolos. You're supposed to be, you know, little sparks of fire just rippling on stage. And so it's not supposed to sound hard. It's supposed to sound very sparkly. And you can do that much more easily when you're in an orchestra setting, when you're playing it with 6 people and you can just focus on what's happening around you. And so as much as possible to try and recreate the feeling of, I am playing this on stage, I am supposed to be in effect, helps. And then you just can't mess up the pedals.
Speaking of the pedals, do you have any idea how many pedal movements there are in that excerpt?
25, 26 pedals in 3 measures.
That's crazy.
Isn't it crazy?
Crazy. So do you have any practice tips for people who want to learn this excerpt?
Yes, I found one when I was recording it for this podcast. It's really helpful to record it for yourself because I sat down to do this and I was like, oh yeah, it's going to be fine. I already played this in stressful situations. And then I pressed record and all of a sudden every single sound I made was just emphasized in my head. So it's good to play it with a recording. It's also helpful to hear yourself on a recording. You know, you can hear things that you might not necessarily be aware of if you're just practicing it for yourself. And I think it's also helpful to just drill that opening, especially over and over again.
Do you ever practice the pedals alone?
I have, yes. Especially the first time I was learning it. It was very helpful. And I think it's also good to have those 3 measures memorized because the last thing you want to be doing is looking back and forth from the music to your hands and at the same time moving your feet.
Emily, where can people find you out in the world?
So it's emilylevineharp.com. L-E-V as in Victor, I-N. And there you will find upcoming concerts. And my most exciting part, I recently started a blog where I talk about random harp things and some hopefully funny articles. I just wrote one on the history of string ends, which is satirical. But at least I think it's funny. I hope other people do.
That's it for our 4th episode. Want to see those 26 pedals in action? Head over to www.harpcolumn.com and visit the featured blog section to see a video. Many thanks to Christy Shade and Emily Levine for speaking with us. Music for today's episode came from Duo Scorpio's debut album, Scorpion Tales, available through iTunes and Amazon Music, as well as Wagner's Magic Fire Music, recorded specifically for this podcast by Emily Levine. To learn more about Harp Column, please visit www.harpcolumn.com and subscribe today to gain access to current and past issues, as well as a lot of great web content. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Finch. And now, without any further ado, Wagner's Fire Music excerpt recorded just for us by Emily Levine.